At 8:23, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Officials in North Richland Hills are asking residents to shut off their sprinklers and limit unnecessary water usage while repairs are made to a broken water supply line. A 33-inch pipe burst in the northern part of the city yesterday, forcing hundreds of residents to conserve water. North Richland Hills has also halted irrigation of city parks and facilities until further notice. Staying in Tarrant County, residents of 13 homes in Fort Worth still can't go home yet because of a gas leak. The Dallas Morning News reports the residents were evacuated last night after the leak happened around 8 o'clock in South Fort Worth off I-35. Officials are investigating to make repairs. The Red Cross is helping the affected families. Meanwhile, in Dallas, more than 1 million gallons of untreated sewage was expected to reach White Rock Lake sometime this morning. Officials say a worker on Wednesday drilled into a pipeline of untreated wastewater 12 miles away in Plano. Denise Hickey with the North Texas Municipal Water District says the break hasn't affected drinking water.
And the city of Dallas does not utilize White Rock Lake as a water source. And so the supplies of treated drinking water from Dallas and North Texas have not been impacted in any manner. They remain safe for use and consumption.
The city of Dallas has suspended all water recreation activities at White Rock Lake until further notice. Officials are also discouraging fishing in the lake. Today is the rare off day in one of the biggest sporting events on earth. The World Cup starts its round of 16 tomorrow, and one North Texan spent the last 3 weeks following soccer teams and fans across Russia. Savannah Pachliuka is a reporter for Aldea and the Dallas Morning News. She spoke with KERA's Rick Holter about all things World Cup.
First off, how'd you convince your bosses to send you to Russia?
Oh, that was difficult. I was looking for story ideas that will sell here. Mm-hmm. First, because the U.S. national team didn't qualify to the World Cup. So that was one less excuse. So it was kind of hard. But I guess there is a sense of soccer growing up here in the U.S. and my bosses could feel it.
Right. And Mexico was in and very competitive, too.
That's
the closest thing we have to a home team here.
I think El Tri, the Mexican national team, is America's team right now.
You were born in a place that's crazy for soccer, Argentina.
Yeah.
And Argentina made the round of 16. Congratulations.
Thank you. It was a miracle, but we did it.
What did this experience mean to you?
Oh, as a soccer fan? Mm. Oh, my God. I've been crying a lot. Tears of happiness. I can't believe I was in a World Cup. And I got something from this. The next World Cup, I need to be there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not the same to be in a different country when another country is in the middle of this huge party. I mean, there is no other place to be when the World Cup is being played.
So what's it like being over there? Because you're traveling from city to city. Games play out, you know, multiple games every day for more than 2 weeks. What's that like to try to get a handle on?
It's very difficult to get around in Russia in general. I was in two cities. I went to Moscow and St. Petersburg. So many difficulties in communicating. I was trying to speak to people saying, "Do you speak English?" And everybody will just say, "Niet, niet, niet." You know, no English, not even Spanish or any other language. It's just Russian. And, you know, Russian is also a different alphabet. So there's no way to get around just looking at signs on the streets.
Right.
So it was a mess. It was a daily mess for me.
Was there a moment that stands out for you?
As a soccer fan, to be at the Spartak Stadium in north of Moscow, to see the Argentina national team in a World Cup and to be able to be there, it was for me fantastic. And to feel all my countrymen celebrating and chanting for my team, and then to hear the national anthem, oh man, that gave me goosebumps. Oh gosh.
The last time the U.S. hosted the World Cup was 1994, and I went to a game at the Cotton Bowl.
Really?
The Cup comes back to North America in 8 years, split between the U.S. and Mexico and Canada. Do you think we'll see matches here?
Definitely. Dallas is very well ranked on the last FIFA evaluation report they sent. Dallas is even one of the candidates to host the finals. So I think this is all thanks to the AT&T Stadium. Not really Dallas, right? Arlington. But I think we have the infrastructure, but there's so many things that we need to improve, like transportation.
Right.
In Moscow, what I saw is right next to each stadium, you will have a metro station.
And here, at this point, we don't have any kind of mass transit from Arlington either way to Dallas or Fort Worth.
Yeah, I think that's something we need to improve, but we have time.
Was there a person you met over there in Russia who's going to stick in your memory?
I met with a fan from North Texas who is Colombian, and he was following his national team, and I could see how passionate he was about his Colombian national team. He was crying. He couldn't sleep. And he was really going crazy about the possibility to see his country playing. And after the first game with Colombia lost to Japan 2-1, he was desperate and so sad. And I say, oh my God, that's the right feeling. That's the correct feeling where you're soccer passionate person like I am. So I could really connect with him in that sense. And then Colombia beat 3-0 Poland, and I even call him and say, are you happy? And he say, yes. I mean, I'm still drunk, but yes, I'm very happy.
Silvana Pagliuca is just back from covering the World Cup in Russia for Al Día and the Dallas Morning News. Thanks for taking the time, and hope you get some sleep.
Oh, thank you. Yes, it was a pleasure.
Coming up on the BBC NewsHour, European Union leaders work through the night to come up with a deal for illegal migrants, but will it work? And a look at the spiraling murder rate overshadowing Mexico's election. All that and more on BBC NewsHour. It's coming up at 9 here on KERA 90.1. As for the forecast, sunny, high near 99 expected this afternoon, overnight low around 78, then it's back to 99 again tomorrow. It's 80 degrees now in Dallas, same for Wichita Falls, 76 degrees in Fort Worth, and 79 in Tyler. It's 8:30.